A vigil will be held tonight in Melbourne as citizens come together to mourn the death of a 21-year-old Israeli student. Aya Massawi was killed on Wednesday night after getting off a train in Melbourne's north, where she was brutally attacked. Police are still hunting her attacker. The death of Aya Massawi comes just 7 months after Melbourne was shocked by the murder of 22-year-old Eurydice Dixon. Megan Bridger-Darling is one of the organisers of tonight's vigil, and she joins us on Breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, tonight's event is called Keeping Silent Vigil. It's the Keeping Silent Vigil. People are very angry and they've got a lot to say. Why did you choose to word silent to describe tonight's vigil?
As a sign of respect, we, above everything, we're very sad. This is, you know, within seven months of having to put on a vigil for the last horrific nightmare, we're having to do it again. And it seems that the lessons that we thought we learned haven't been. So we wanted to create a space for people to come and share their sorrow and to stand united and to send a clear message to Parliament, to Melbourne, to Australia, to the world, that we're not okay with this. We're not going to stand by and let it keep happening.
As we said, this comes just 7 months after the murder of 22-year-old Eurydice Dixon. Of course, there have been many women killed since then, and there have been calls for change after Eurydice's death. Has there been any change at all? Has there been some improvement?
Both those women were killed on their way home. It's one of those things where we shouldn't have to roll the dice. And I say we, as in women and men. No one should have to roll the dice to wonder if they're going to get home safely tonight. By the sounds of it, Aya did everything correctly. By the sounds of it, Eurydice did everything correctly. She called a friend. She, you know, was FaceTiming with her sister when she was attacked. Her sister will have to live forever knowing that she was so far away and entirely helpless to help her sister. It is just one of the most... It is that nightmare that women always have in the back of their minds and in the front of their minds, you know, when these events happen.
Certainly after Eurydice's death last year, there was some controversy when it was suggested that women should take more responsibility when it comes to their safety. Victoria Police, of course, backed off then, saying that people should be more aware of their surroundings. What's been the response from authorities this week?
I think immediately after Eurydice's death, there was a woman was attacked and raped, and we saw a real change in the way that Victoria Police dealt with that incident. You know, their terminology changed, the way they talked about it was really differently. So what we thought was going to happen was that there was more of a understanding and more of a proactive approach to ensuring the safety of everyone to get home.
So I guess, what is the answer here? What would you like to see change?
I think that's a really tough question, and I don't think that I'm really in a position to be able to answer it. But by taking this vigil to Parliament House, there's an expectation that this is a top-down change that needs to happen. So whether it's something that the politics, I know after Eurydice that our politicians sat down with police and the City of Melbourne, and they thought about strategies to enact. And I'm not sure that we've seen a lot of change. And it's revolting that we have to have this same conversation that prompted that meeting again to see if there will be any change. But there is a real expectation that the politicians and the city leaders are going to come up with something.
People have always thought of Melbourne as a very safe city. Do these deaths show that there's something really wrong here?
I don't think that's a reflection on Melbourne. I think it's a reflection on our culture and our societies. I think that it's a reflection on the way we behave in public. And I think it's a real ringing symbol of our education system. I think so, there needs to be some real fundamental changes in the way that we treat each other. And, you know, the reaction this week to the Gillette ad, for instance, has been really, really illustrates that point.
Well, certainly, though, we have seen, I guess, the treatment of women by men up front and centre for more than a year under the Me Too movement, which has really brought attention to the issue. You talk about that Gillette ad, but, you know, do you see that there is a change in the way that we're having these conversations, that men are talking about these issues more and acknowledging these issues?
Absolutely. I think that there is also a real understanding that maybe dawning, perhaps, is probably a good way of looking at it, is that, you know, there's a real anti-feminist movement with this, and there's the cry of it's not all men. But this is really everybody's problem. It's not all men, it's not all women, but it is everybody. Everybody has a way to be able to fix this. So we expect that men have these conversations and that women have these conversations and parents have it with their children.
So you have this vigil this evening, and as part of pushing the information out there, you've got a Facebook page. I understand that you've already had some internet trolls targeting the event. What do you think is driving those individuals to troll something like a vigil?
We saw that a lot with Eurydice as well. And it does come from a place of, I guess there's two different veins of the trolling that we've seen there. But one of them comes from a, how dare you assume it's a man that did this and that women can be murderers too. So, well, while I take that point, I'm looking at the statistics, and it's very, very likely that that's going to be a man. That's the other vein that we've seen on the page has been that it's a Palestinian respect, you know, with standing in solidarity with our Palestinian neighbours. So it's a very complicated issue, and I don't necessarily think it's religion or student based or country based. I think it really comes down to everyone should get home safely every time.
And I certainly think the indications from the police is that they believe that this is a opportunistic crime. Megan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Megan Bridger-Darling is one of the organisers of the Keeping Silent Vigil, which will be held in memory of Aya Massawi tonight in Melbourne. People are gathering on the steps of Victoria's Parliament at 6 p.m. and they're invited to travel on a tram after the vigil to the site of Aya's death. And if anything in this story has disturbed you, remember you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.